Grove Way, Forest Grove, like just surrounding community, just like the area, like not too far around the church, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty much the black area of Roswell.
So, do you think that, well, has there been non-blacks who lived in this area or?
Oh yeah, certainly. Certainly, it's not exclusively black, you know, but yeah, there's been other people that lived here. I mean, now we have a lot more Hispanics that live here. there's always been a few Caucasian people that lived in the neighborhood from here to there, you know. There was a couple of them that grew up with me, so yeah, it's a small mixture.
And how did they?
Yeah, I mean, when you're kids, you really don't look at, you know, race or color or anything like that. You just, you know, you're a kid, I'm a kid, let's play, let's have fun, you know.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say one of my brother's like best childhood friends was one of the white kids in the neighborhood. So, I mean, we always played baseball and so forth like that together, football, you know, whatever. So we had a good time.
Are they still friends?
They actually moved away, and they, like, didn't keep in touch with each other, so, no, hate to say.
Speaking of childhood, what schools did you go to?
I first attended the Childhood Development, North Fulton Child Development Center. Went there, did all my preschool stuff there, and after I graduated there, I went to Mimosa Elementary, and I think I was in maybe, like, the second grade when they rezoned the area. And so since I lived in Millbrook Circle, when they rezoned the area, like everybody that stayed in Millbrooks, like we had to go to Roswell North Elementary. So from, I guess, kindergarten through second grade, I was at Mimosa Elementary, and then third, fourth, and fifth, I was at Roswell North Elementary. And from there, I went on to Crabapple Middle School, and from there, Roswell High School.
Can you tell me a little bit about just school, how, you know, your experience with school?
As far? Anything.
Like, okay, how about, teacher and parent relations? What, did your parents have a good relationship with your teacher?
Yeah. Elementary, everything was good. I mean, middle school, I have an older brother. So he's about 3.5 years older than me. And so he had to come through the school, and like I was like right on the tail of him. So my mom knew like all the teachers. He used to get in trouble quite a bit. And so my mom knew all the teachers and had a pretty good relationship with the teachers. So like when I came in, most of the teachers already knew me. And especially when I got to high school, seeing how my family's like born and raised here in Roswell, the majority of them, like all the teachers and the coaches and everything knew me. So it's like, you know, you definitely can't do anything wrong, you know, at high school or anything like that, because everybody knows my family and, you know, has a good relationship with the family, you know. Coach John actually, to this day, is a good friend of the family, you know, both my, from my mom's side, the family, and my dad's side, the family. He's a good friend of both. Still comes by the church every now and again, you know, sit in service, and I still go up to the school and see him, even though, you know, I graduated and so forth, but good friend of the family. Like I said, most of them, like, taught my parents or something like that, or had my aunts or something like that, so I know everyone and they know my family pretty well.
Yeah. Wow.